The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
L'Usuolo. Among the picturesque villages and majestic castles that dot the territory of Mulazzo, one of the jewels not to be missed is undoubtedly L'Usuolo, which proudly overlooks the Magra Valley and is dominated by its ancient castle. This fortress, whose origins go back to the Middle Ages, was built by the noble Malaspina family on a hill overlooking an ancient ford of the Magra River. Thanks to its strategic position, the castle controlled the valley floor and the historic Via Francigena, an important pilgrimage route that connected Rome to Northern Europe. This road gave the Lunigiana a crucial role in Apennine communications and guaranteed the Malaspina family considerable influence in the intricate Italian political affairs. Today, the village of L'Usuolo is easily visible along the motorway between Pontremoli and Aulla. Born as a guardian of the ancient communication routes, L'Usuolo has maintained this role in modern times, inviting visitors to discover and learn more about its history from spring to autumn. Here, along the roads travelled by merchants, pilgrims and militias, stories and legends are interwoven, passed on by the inhabitants of the village. Passed on by the inhabitants of the village from generation to generation, from house to house, from hearth to hearth. Coming from Mulazzo, you will be greeted by the majestic Malaspina Castle. Its origins date back to the 14th century. At that time, the castle was a simple fortress, a military bulwark built to protect the fiefdom. Its destiny changed forever in 1353, when Azzone Malaspina became the first Marquis of the area. Ambitious and visionary, Azzone decided that his residence should reflect his status, and so he began a series of impressive transformations. The castle, which once dominated the landscape with its thick walls and towers, began to take shape as a sumptuous stately home. Plans for expansion were drawn up, elegant rooms were created, and the fortress that smelled of dust and battles became a palace, capable of expressing the grandeur and refinement of its inhabitants. In 1574, the Medici family took control of the area, marking the beginning of the slow decline of the fortress that had once whispered of the exploits of noble warriors. From strategic fortress to less important residence, the castle saw its most glorious days slowly fade away in the silence of time. From the panoramic terrace of the castle, you can still see the nearby village. Among the stone houses overlooking the road, protected by the imposing castle, the tale of Belinda has been told for centuries. It's one of the many legends kept in the drawers of memory, accessible only to grandparents. Young Belinda, the youngest of five sisters, was forced to do all the housework, cleaning, cooking, ironing the clothes of her older sisters, who lived in luxury unseen. The father, a widower, reduced to poverty to satisfy the whims of his daughters, one day received news of the arrival of a ship loaded with goods destined for him. The daughters, excited, rushed to ask for gifts and jewels, but Belinda, humble, asked only for a rose. The merchant, forced to use the goods to pay his debts, could not grant his daughter's wishes. However, his heart was filled with nostalgia for Belinda's request when he passed a palace with a flower garden. He decided to enter and, attracted by a banquet, gave in to the temptation to eat. He fell into a deep sleep that was only interrupted by the roar of a monster that materialized in front of him. Terrified, the man told his story and asked to take a rose for his beloved daughter. The monster agreed, but for a price. In 1 year and 3 days, Belinda would be brought to him. The merchant took the rose and returned home, but soon realized his mistake and told Belinda everything. When the fateful day came, the young woman allowed herself to be led to the flower-filled palace. When she arrived, everything was still intact. Belinda began to reorganize the palace, while her father returned to fetch her other sisters. At midnight, the monster reappeared, but Belinda wasn't afraid. Impressed by the young woman's courage, the monster made a pass at her, but to no avail. After a while, he offered to take her home, and she accepted. He showed her two chests, one full of gold coins, and the other full of splendid clothes, and asked her to put a mirror on the table and go to sleep. When she awoke, she found herself at home with her father, her sisters, and the chests full of treasures. She was happy at last. But fate still had a few surprises in store. In one of her dreams, the monster returned to Belinda, sick and longing to see her. The young woman immediately set off for the palace. On arrival, she found the garden deserted and, searching among the flowers, discovered the dying monster under a rose bush. Desperate, she embraced him and tearfully confessed her wish to marry him. At that moment, the monster opened his eyes and transformed into a beautiful prince in her arms. The two were married and lived happily ever after in the magical flower palace.
The Looney Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of Gal Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.